Dipping down the back streets, running through these bands like a track meet. Yeah, I think I want my trap back. Couldn't tell you all the places I done trapped at. Yeah, dipping down the back streets, running through these bands like a track meet. Yeah, I think I want my trap back. Made my first million and I ain't know how to act. Yeah. In the Aston, getting hit without asking. I'm too much, nigga. Rest in peace to Aston. 220 on the dash, I bet you can't catch me. Bandly the banding up, Young Dizzy Gillespie. Jazzy with my waist, free katana and champagne. I done showed the most love. These niggas ain't no good. They talking big, but it don't mean nothing. I'm just at the crib with your homie.
Like makeup,
yeah, she making faces. Yeah, I'm in a face. Yeah, she making faces. Put my chain on the titties, get the picture.
What's going on? It's another episode of Sneakers Room. My life is your boy Sean P.
It's your boy Duffy, Duffy, Duffy. You ain't shit. Light skinned nigga. Hey,
don't mind us. We were just having a little jokey joke with somebody that we was like, it's all right. The light hit on the. The light was
fuck
hit.
Fuck out of here.
What's going on? Hey, we know it's been a long time, but guess what? We here like we never left.
Long time coming.
Yo, who man's this?
To let you know, it's just fine. Anyway.
The fuck? Hey, don't listen to this.
What's
light
the, what's
skin,
the what's
brother.
The gig of the day, bro?
Steel toe boots.
he just got off. I wore my little Indian shoes, my little Nike Indian shoes.
Oh, your moccasins.
Moccasins. I had my moccasins on, but that was to work. I had my little dress shoes on, you know, so I can go recruit some guys. But yeah,
I'm gonna put on Crocs.
So there was
Croc
no kick
hand,
of the,
what up?
No kick of the day. But whoever wore their best kicks today, hot, you know, shout out to you. You know, all that good stuff. So. Happy New Year, guys. You know, we're definitely late. We're damn near February, but guess what? Happy New Year. Hopefully, whatever goals you guys set or whatever, if you had goals.
Did you set a New Year's resolution?
I didn't. I didn't care about that. My thing is every time I say something, I never do it. So I'm just do it. Yeah. I just want to just do it. And guess what? I ain't say it, but 2021. Like everybody say, this our year.
Nah, fuck that. This our year. I'm claiming it.
This our year. And they're like, what'd you say in 2021? This our year. But anyway, and a new president.
Yeah. Shout out to that, man.
Yeah, shout out to that, man. If you don't know, Joe Biden is our president. If you've really been under a rock, once again, Joe Biden is our new president.
Yep. Congratulations. We got Kamala Harris vice president.
6. Oh yeah, because they used to call him 45. Okay, cool. Yeah, right. Yeah. How did that make you feel?
I don't feel nothing.
Okay. Well, how about our vice president? I don't want to say her name wrong. Is it
Kamala?
Kamala? I don't think it's Kamala.
I think it's
Kamala,
dope.
Kamala.
I made sure.
I'm sorry, man. Vice president.
I made sure. Hope knows who she is.
Yeah. Because there's hope for herself to be in that type of stage.
I don't want her to be in a bubble in like such the common careers. Like, oh, I want to be a teacher. I want to be a doctor.
What is the goals for women, like girls, like growing up? That's a great question.
She'd be different. Like, my sister wanted to be a fucking lawyer, but she ended up being a nurse. I mean, shit just changed over time.
I want to be a firefighter. Some type of structure
type.
Guess
who wanted to be a firefighter? Jordan said that before.
I wanted to do that. Once upon a time, but I heard that you couldn't go home. You slept there, so that kind of scared me away. But you know, little do I know, they do go home. Shout out to everybody that's first responders. Shout out to everybody that's actually, you know, doing something for the community. If you're not doing nothing for your community, like CeeLo said, get up and do something. You know what I'm saying? So
who else says that?
Get him up.
Get up, get out, and do something.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Shout out to Get Him Out.
Shout out to Get Him Out. So, kicks. LeBron James decided he wants to bring out a March Madness type vibe. What do you call that? Chart. What's the right name for it? Bracket. There we go. A bracket with all the shoes that he wore as a PE. Now, I got a good question. I got a good question for you. PE, what does that mean?
Player exclusive.
Player exclusive. I'm glad you said that, right? Because I thought it the same way. So, on Nike does this thing called the Live, and they were actually speaking to.
What, it's player edition?
Yes.
Either one.
Either one?
Yeah.
I never knew it was player edition. Is that?
Either one.
So, if somebody said player edition, they know what they're talking about, or they just guess?
No, they know what they're talking about.
Okay, cool. I didn't know that. But
I use both terms.
But majority.
It just depends on who's doing it, because some collectors say player editions, and some people say players. So it just, I think it depends on the era that you got into your shoes.
Ain't no era. Them folks don't know about no PEs and stuff.
I mean, we're old, so we know.
They're not PEs like that, like back in the day. Are they?
No, I'm saying like collections. Like if you follow on Instagram and shit, like you see people with their collections.
No, but you said the era, like this new era, like their favorite basketball player has PEs.
Well, people call certain shoes PEs.
I'm listening.
They call them damn.
Kyrie's not in our.
No. I'm finna say like new people like Zion Williams, those 30.
Oh, okay. I get that one.
Fours.
I get that one. Yeah. I get that one. But
he got no choice.
but that wasn't a PE, like, man, look at that PE there. You know what I'm saying?
No, but it was a dope shoe, and then they made it like they symbolized it around him. And now, I mean, I actually kind of like it. It was actually a cool shoe.
Yeah, it looks like a comfy basketball shoe, and looks like, you know,
got some traction.
I ain't tried it on either. Will I, if someone buys it from me, you know, anybody want to give me a kick? I appreciate it. Or
it's size 16, y'all.
I appreciate it if you give me 16, but I wear 13. Look, let me tell y'all this right here. Let me get this together right here. He wears a 9, 9.5, right? I wear a 13. You do not wear a 10.
9, 9.5, 10. It depends, because I wear Air Maxes.
How does your foot go three sizes? Like, how does that work? Is I do I'm 13.
You have your shoes that run big. You have your standard size. And you have your shoes that run small.
So what you wearing Air Force One?
A 9.
And what you wearing a 10? Nothing.
An Air Max. My Air Max 97.
Air Max run small, bro.
That's why it's a 10.
Well, big. No, they're true to size. No, they're true to size.
So that means I'm a 9.5, 10 then. Because I have to get them 9.7s and a 10.
Well, your feet is off weird. Off the meat right
here. It's a little crooked and everything.
Yo, who man is this?
Yo, plausing
it doesn't matter. I can walk on them.
So how did you feel about the LeBron?
Oh, I'm going for the 9.
Jeff, it's over with.
I know, but I'm saying I was going for the 9. I wasn't a fan of
overall.
Some shit that I thought was supposed to win did not even. They got knocked out early.
So I really thought the cartoon was gonna be a front runner.
I think the animal pack. I thought the animal pack should have been up there.
It did. Made it to the second round. Now the Knicks colorway is that supposed to, but they call it the Harlem Glow. I mean Hardwood Classics.
Yeah.
But we call it the Nick color. Well, I do.
I like that's just you.
Yeah. I created myself. Don't get on me. I thought that was going to be definitely.
I did too.
At the finals. Nice. Yeah. Everything else was whatever. The suede. I can't see that shoe. What's that one? I don't know what. That's the one.
That's the one. Yeah.
The purple ones. I never see him wear it, but it looks great.
I did. The Dunkman 4s, I expect them to be like what happened to him.
Yeah, Dunkman 4s. So, slow moment, because I like LeBrons, but after I tore my ACL in the LeBrons, I was kind of like.
Tried to blame it on the shoe world. Yeah. What's wrong with this guy?
It had too much traction. My shit buckled.
No, it was not the sneaker. Not to say, it must be the shoes? No, it wasn't the shoes.
Yeah, hey, look, he had a hell of a traction on there, but. That shit can. So I actually, I think it was the LeBron 4, I think. The one that like a boot.
That was the 5.
5? Okay, the LeBron 5, yeah.
Should have been playing that shoe anyway, but.
It's a basketball shoe. What do you mean?
That shit was a lifestyle.
Wow. Well, he did. That was their goal, but I thought the 9 was really going to win, and then it really surprised me that the ceremony.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I was like, yo. But I think
for that shit.
I can't even blame it on the kids because, you know, the 9 catches the eye, like, it's all gold. Like,
I like the 9 silhouette, period, over this. That I don't even think I bought an 11. Okay, I think the 9, maybe the 10 is the last, like, LeBron one that I bought. I ain't bought nothing since then. Not for myself. Maybe for the kids.
So when the South Beaches came out, were you actually in line? Oh, you was working at a shoe store at the time, yeah, right?
I got mine from my job.
I think I was around the time that I couldn't afford kicks, and I just didn't even, like, bother, like, dealing with it.
Nah, those was one of those.
It came and went, right?
We didn't think they was going to sell out like that. It was some hype about it.
You didn't think it was going to sell out?
Nah.
Like, so y'all,
I was
really
looking at foot action.
So y'all really is like, oh, those.
I remember because it was,
because I know y'all didn't call them South Beaches then. What did y'all call them? Them turquoise? Nah, them turquoise LeBrons?
No, we called them South Beaches.
Just automatic because of the color.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when we got t shirts and everything.
So we came up with the name
South Beach and whatnot.
So we came up with the name.
We as in the
like
culture?
The people, yeah. We came up with the name. Or they said, these are the South Beach.
Yeah, I think it was brought to us
but
as South Beaches.
Social media wasn't
with T-shirts and everything. They were saying we had T-shirts that was saying that like the South Beach, or we had like the Miami Vice T-shirts or something like. We already knew it was dedicated to that.
So why didn't you say Miami Vice?
I don't know. I think it was probably because, you know, he had a pair called the Miami Knights. He was dedicating shoes to them.
Okay, cool.
To the city.
Yeah. I want to say I really slept on that shoe. I wish I didn't, but once again, like I told you, when I told my ACL, I was like, over it, whatever. But
and like, that's one of those shoes that I wish I had back.
You can for $2,000.
Yeah, when I'm rich.
So do you think the voters, or whoever voted for this shoe, the actual shoe that won, they're out of touch?
Nah, you vote for what you like.
But this wasn't a hitter, though. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying.
Who are we to say what's a hit? It's a vote of your opinion.
I think they rigged something. They was like, we don't got
it
that.
It wasn't like
we don't
he was
have
getting anything
shoe
out of everywhere. He was going to drop that shoe, but who cares?
I wonder when they're going to drop the shoe. It might look
All-Star
good
Weekend,
in person.
All-Star Weekend, probably.
All-Star Weekend. But you know what they said? All-Star Weekend might be in Atlanta.
This year?
Yeah. They're just going to change it. Put it here. Because you know it's supposed to be in Indiana.
Yeah, I thought so. Because we was going to travel,
so
remember?
Since Atlanta is open.
Open. Niggas.
It was like, yo, let's do it. It's all about
they
money.
Feel like they make, yep, I was saying they can make more money here.
So, let's jump real quick, right? Marcus Jordan. Check this out, Marcus. I love your dad. Love what you guys do over there. There's no reason why you were hyping up this shoe, why you're doing all this promo for this shoe, and it's going to be extremely hard to get this shoe. That is more like a slap in the face, spit in the face, or whatever, anything that's disrespectful. It's like, ha-ha, you can't get it. That's how I feel. It's like he got damn smoking shit coming out the box. They making a little commercial. He was doing like little a commercial, like all the shoes that he came out with under the trophy room or whatever. Just doing all this extra shit, you know. And I don't know if it costs money, but I'm like, why are you doing that for? Like, we know you're not probably dropping on a sneakers app. Your website is gonna crash. Because you're gonna have 30,000 plus gonna be getting on this website. It just doesn't make sense. You don't have a store. Well, y'all going to have a store, but y'all don't have a
location.
Y'all shut that store in Disney World down, and y'all moved. So it's like, how are you gonna do it, bro? We literally see on ATATF, shout out KO. He literally had he posted a kid that had like probably 5,000 pairs.
Oh yeah, it ain't called a fufu though.
Hey, fufu?
He said fufu on the picture.
I didn't see the fufu word.
He said fufu. I said, oh, yeah.
Who said fufu? Kale? But what if they're not fufu? What if they're not fufu? Like, they legit, bro.
I mean, somebody lied about how many pairs it is. He legit looked like he had half of the pairs that they said they
12,000 pairs. Where does he get that number from?
I don't know.
We know February 10th means something. That was the day of the All-Star game where he did the slam dunk, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Let's see. February 10th. What day is that? That is on a 2 weeks from now, on a Wednesday. How would you drop it?
I don't know. A way that I can get that motherfucker.
I think so. I think the clues are in the ticket. And so if you don't know, there's a replica type of stadium ticket, like if you was to watch the game, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, 5 is his favorite number, and it says 523. So I think he's going to drop the shoe on 523, February 10th, 2021. That's what I think.
Oh, he's on 523 as in the time.
Yes. I think there's a clue, like, right there. It'd be great. And then they also, so they come out, they also came out with some things. They said he might drop it on All-Star Weekend, February 10th. I don't know what All-Star Weekend is, but I think it's that, probably that weekend. I'm not sure. I know it's normally, is it normal February, right?
Yeah.
We got the Super Bowl. Oh, they also said the Super Bowl, too. Next weekend.
Sunday.
Yeah. So that should be a shock drop. I don't know. I would like to have a chance.
Maybe it's going to be on sneakers.
I hope so. So I have the 85 one. White one. How do you feel about that?
I want it.
But they, so you see that they put 23,000, right?
Yeah.
And then they erased it.
Yeah.
So what do you think that is?
It's going to be more. It should be.
But y'all been killing us with the retro one game, so won't y'all just give us that shoe? Like, what y'all holding that back for? Y'all killing us with the ones.
Are you talking about why they call them the trophy ones?
No. I was going back to 85. The 85 so the high.
I don't know why it's so much craze over it. I mean, I know they've been like released.
Well, that's the classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's high.
It's dope. But I'd rather have the trophy room. That bitch is like a Chicago.
You just said the egg glass patent leather black and red shoe was fire.
Oh yeah, that bitch.
No, right. It's not, bro.
I like patent leather, especially on ones.
But that red doesn't do anything for me.
That shoe.
The gold, it just settled. It's just right. You know what I'm saying? The black and gold is just right. That doesn't do that for you?
No, it's not a Saints fan. No, it doesn't.
Do I look like a Saints fan?
Yeah.
No. You got the same shit. Actually, you got khakis.
Your complexion gold is khakis. And you got on black.
No.
You
light skinned too, nigga. You ain't dark. What you,
I know. I'm getting lighter. What,
exactly.
I'm looking at myself in the mirror. Yeah, like, what the fuck?
More water.
Is
that's
going
what it
on?
Is.
You said I need to drink more water. Yeah. All I drink is water.
That's why you turn. Welcome to the light skinned family, brother.
Fuck out of here. I ain't been light skinned since.
So I know you're going to say no about this, but. The Tiger Woods.
I haven't seen it yet, but I recorded it, so I plan on watching it.
Do we still record things now? No shade. I'm just saying. Yeah. It's on demand, bro.
Oh, well, we recorded it.
Okay.
Ma, Sean, talk about you.
Okay, I'm going to just give you a gist. Of course, we lived, but not lived Tiger Woods. What we, yeah, we was in, we seen it.
Yeah.
Kind of. So, one of the things is, when he first came out with Nike, they were trying to put him as, like, you know, the black guy. And, like, he caught a couple, like, racist vibes or whatever back in the day. And that was, like, their whole theme and stuff like that. So, I could be totally wrong. I don't know everything. But I don't believe it. I think that's just something they just did. Just, I guess, put it out there because it's a black and Asian, Blasian golfer. Because do we really put him in the black family? Like, do we look at him like, that's our black golfer?
Yeah.
Do we really do? Do we?
Yeah. People do Black History reports, and Tiger Woods is somebody to do a report on.
So when you watch the documentary, like
he's the only black golfer that he's the famous black golfer that I know.
Right, but he didn't like the fact that they single out and say he's black.
Oh, they ain't got shit been doing with his personal. But I look at you like you're a black golfer.
I don't.
What you look at him like he's a Asian golfer?
Asian, yeah. Oh. He doesn't represent our culture. He doesn't do anything.
He's a golfer. He represents their culture.
But you can be a golfer, but you also do like black things. And no, we're not racist. We're just trying to figure something out here. Like we never seen him on no hip hop videos, nothing.
I don't need to see him. He's a golfer.
That doesn't mean
he can't even listen to music out there on the green.
Michael Jordan plays golf.
Steph Curry plays golf. He's a basketball player.
Steph Curry
plays golf. He's a basketball player.
That doesn't mean it. He's still technically a golfer. He golfs. He's not professional like Tiger Woods.
That's what I'm saying.
But they be in tournaments and stuff, so he knows how to do it. Right? Steph represents the culture, kind of.
Don't try to put that light skin in there. That ain't no represent the culture.
Yes, he does. I guarantee you. He got a black wife. He got a black mama.
Barely. No, I'm not going to shade at folks' wives and stuff.
Hey, they're going to dance in the
lane. Hey, I can fight. Chat and shit if you want to.
I mean, I understand, like, when you get into that type of, you know, stage, like, your image is everything. And that's what they're going to, when you watch it, they're going to say that image is everything with Tiger Woods. But he doesn't represent us.
But he kind of does. If you think about it, Wale did a whole fucking 4-part song talking about the Tiger Woods
thing. Fucking cheating because the whole scandal.
The scandal. But it was like, if you think about the verse, I think, I don't know shit word for word right now.
I know
you're jumping. But it's something like, black man, blase, blase. Like, they attacked him because he was black.
Absolutely. But this young
and
man
they went through
not,
a problem like
this
like
black man
innocent.
Didn't see himself like I'm black. Like
he did then.
He was more
he's like the chastisement because I'm a black guy.
Bro.
If that shit was Jack Nichols white ass, and I fought with Jack Nichols, but if there was him and he had got caught in the scandal, guess what? They just like, oh, it's just Jack.
But you gotta think this Tiger Woods was so good. Like he was knocking a motherfucker, like everybody had like -8. He had -22. Like, he was that good.
You know how to read the numbers and shit.
But them folks.
Let me find out you're trying to golf. You're trying to golf?
I don't know how to do the golf thing.
I haven't tried, but I probably suck at that shit.
So let me explain something to you. So, say you had a one hole.
I'm good
right?
at mini golf.
I doubt it.
Putt. Oh, no, I'm fine. That shit.
Putt. This is grown ass man. Okay, anyway. Putt. Nothing's wrong with putt. Anyway, so say we have the hole number one, right? And it says, I think it says par 6. Right. This is just an example. So you have 6 chances to get this. So if you make it less than 6, that's how they score it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like, so if you do it in 4 shots, it's -4. You know what I'm saying? So, and then.
So what if you don't get it in the 6?
Then you get the bogey. It's bogey. And then it's double bogey if you don't get it in like 7 or whatever.
Yeah. What is that? What does the bogey mean? What is the bogey? What
trash? You're gonna be plus. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's golf. It's interesting. I like watching it. It's cool. I had an old head.
You watch golf?
Yeah, I watch it. I had an old head actually explain to me the whole Tiger Woods thing before this whole documentary.
Yo, who man is this?
Who the fuck you watching golf with, Sean?
Solo. I'm not like, yo, go, motherfucker, hit that shit. I'm not that.
You have to be quiet.
No, I'm serious. Like, it's dope. Be honest with you. It's really dope.
But you won't watch baseball.
I watch baseball. But I only watch playoff and World Series. I don't watch.
But nigga, you don't watch baseball.
If I watch playoffs and World Series.
So you won't go to a Braves game?
Yeah. But it's funny, every time I go to a Braves game, it start raining, and I never could watch a game because it's always raining. They cancel it.
Trust me. Stop going to the Braves game, then.
I haven't been to the new stadium. But the Turner Field, the real Atlanta field here. Yeah. Every time me and my grand, trust me, my granddad used to always.
My granddad had season tickets.
We used to have I guess floor seats. I'm trying third to take base, kids to the, but I thought those were good seats. Like they look down on them seats. If you don't got the behind the dugout, or home plate, that's where the real money is. Like you know how courtside of basketball games, like damn, he rich. You got something behind that home base, home field, like yo, he's rich. Got your cam? Why he you good?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
So I don't the whole Tiger Woods. I don't see him. Why do we even do that? I know this is probably like a not a racial, but. Why do we, so if he's both, why do we just say black and then that's it?
I think it's a dominant thing.
Because we are.
Dominant.
But there's a lot of Asians too.
Yeah, but I'm just saying we're more dominant. Like, you can tell that he's black.
He really look Asian, be keep a buck. You watch the documentary, he looked just like his mama. But a little darker. Just a little.
Because he's black.
Bro, there's dark Indians. I mean, come on.
Because they're black.
There's dark skinned Indians.
I know. My grandma was one.
Well, if she's your grandma, she's really black. No, I'm saying there's no, real Indians. No,
she was really an Indian. Oh, okay. My dad, mom, they were really that brick red complexion. Brick red. That dark ass red complexion. They look dark skinned, but it's like red.
Red squad. All right, so fast forward. Well, I mean,
where came from? He ain't come from my mama. Now just saying, shout out my mama.
Tiger Woods. I mean, yeah, but as you can see, when he did cheat, so
cheat him like a nigga. Like,
I'm back on Tiger Woods. Okay, so it was a good documentary show, but you can see like with your kids, you gotta be careful because you got kids. I don't so. What your kid sees.
You got step kids.
But they're already grown and they're already in their ways. What your kid sees and what your kids, like, I guess, accustomed to. Because his dad, I know I'm telling the story, but it's not like a movie or something. But his dad pretty much used to cheat with white blonde-headed girls, right? Guess who he marries? A white blonde-headed girl. Guess what he does? He cheats just like his dad. You see what I'm saying? What?
That shit is not true.
It is true.
No. I'm not saying what he did and the dad shit.
I say you got to be careful what you do around your kids. Because he as a child, he probably seen like, oh, who this fine-ass, cute, blonde chick? My dad keep bringing random chicks around. So he's like... That's what he's attracted to. That's not a coincidence. Like, oh, he likes white, blonde-headed girls.
But I don't even have a preference, I don't believe. So, Jordan's just like, okay, I'm going to cheat with random bitches because I don't have a preference.
This is what's going to happen. This is not like no incest type shit. His girlfriend going to look like his mom or whatever you have around him. Straight up. Mm-hmm. Watch. If we see like a little Puerto Rican chick coming through, cause his mom. Not that he like attracted his mom, but yeah, that's but how it works.
What do you see?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Can't now wait. If he got some white chick, which is not.
What?
Yo, who man's this? You finna buy some mo shoes?
But I don't. Just be careful what you do around your kids.
No, I believe
he did the same exact thing with his dad, and his dad was alcoholic too, and that's what he was on the. Well, I think he was more.
See, I think that's more of a choice because, you know, my situation with my real dad.
Yeah.
That shit deterred me. Like, I'm the complete opposite of him when it comes to shit like that.
But you drink. Does he drink? What was his issue? The D or the?
Yeah.
Oh, well, both of them D.
Yeah.
But both or one?
Both.
Okay. Well, yeah, you don't have a, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, I
but check this out. But check this out. Check this out. Not to incriminate you. And allegedly, you used to hustle back then too. So you still in the environment.
Oh, the lifestyle for sure. Like,
yeah.
I didn't use.
What example? What am I doing right now? Where's my
in the military? Yeah.
There you go.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So it's going to happen.
It's. That shit sucks. Because I told my mom that shit be bound to happen.
My mom is she wasn't like 2, 3, 4 on that shit. We never talked about the army. I mean, we did, and she always put it in my head after the basketball thing didn't work. She's let's do the army thing, mom. And then so I'm telling you, it's the Tiger Woods thing, all this stuff, and that's why I feel like his wife. I know we on this Tiger thing,
yeah.
But it just amazed me because like his wife. Or anybody that cheats and all that stuff, I always give like second chances because you just don't know that person's lifestyle. You don't know what they're accustomed to, what their mindset is.
The person you married?
Yeah. You wouldn't give you a person you married, what's name?
You said you don't know what they're accustomed to. You married them. You should know them.
Obviously you don't if he was sleeping with 20 women.
You think she didn't know?
No.
Fuck out of here. Yeah, she knew. It's like women know if they're doing what they're supposed to do.
She probably sent something. She got to think is the number one rich ass man. Women everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, but you got to think like, the number one question is, why are you like this? Why do you feel like you need this extra attention? What am I doing?
He's looking for something. He's lacking something at home.
And once again, I need you to watch this tomorrow. Guess what? Guess what he said? guess what she said? What he said?
I'm listening.
Well, the girl, his like number one chick, he was like.
Is that the one he called?
Yeah. He was like.
I'm sorry. If I'm on some shit, I feel like I'm finna get in trouble. You finna call for me.
No.
Oh, God. Delete that shit. Delete all that shit. Ain't no way I'm going to incriminate myself and be on your Instagram.
Well, so I'm going to leave some stuff for you to watch. But let's just say he had a team because they tried to do something prior to this incident. He had a team. Bro, Tiger was with it, bro. He'll pick you up. We'll pull up in the warehouse. He'll fuck the shit out of her and then drop her right back off and leave the condom and shit. Bro, he'll leave the condom. On the floor, this fucking weirdo, excuse me for my language, this weirdo comes and picks the condom up so they have proof. Yes, and threaten them. And guess what they said?
I'm still stuck on them picking up somebody's condom.
Yes. They picked the shit up and they was like, well, if you do this men's health magazine for me, we'll clean up. Yes. Shit was real, bro. Tight lights. That might be some nigga shit.
For real. I'm trying to tell you. Damn.
But watch it, bro. It's good, bro. It's like, damn, Tiger was like that. I mean, he had a flock of women, but he had the number one. But he was like, out of all of them, you were you're the one I loved. Yeah. Now I didn't like the fact that he didn't. I could be picky, whatever. But he wasn't. They didn't talk to him. You know what I'm saying? It was all his whole backstory, and then everybody else discussing it. But he didn't. Yeah, I was caught up in the moment.
So it was like a documentary.
Yeah, but remember, Jordan was speaking on it too. Remember?
Yeah,
it wasn't Tiger didn't do that. I guess he was just
really. So it wasn't like a biology. So it wasn't his words. It was somebody else's words.
Something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I rather want to. I want to hear how he felt like.
Right. I want to like. Yeah.
When I got that call, I was like, my marriage is over. This is such a yeah. I rather.
It was rough, and I messed up.
I wanted my family back. I rather would hear his side. I could believe it. Everything and more. Hearing everybody else, it's just a whole bunch of opinion type shit and how they feel about him and judgmental shit, and I don't like that.
He had his homies like telling that like he, you know, like, hey Jeff, get shot right there. Like the whole Kevin Hart situation when he told old boy to tell her to pull up, meet me in the room, shut up. But a lot of those girls said, I never asked for money or anything, I just had a broken heart. I'm like, bro, come on. This is ignorant as possible, I can
say. Who do you think you're talking to?
Get some money out of it, man. You're sleeping with the number one.
I mean, a monthly allowance.
Look, I can shut the hell up if you give me
$500,000. I'll say, you want a lump sum. I want money as long as you're alive, my nigga. We going to rock this thing out.
Nah, that's not going to work.
Yes, it will.
So, this is how I know he really loved the girl. So he knew he couldn't speak with her. He knew he couldn't talk to her. But one, he did like get on the phone like one random day. He just said, "How much you want?" And just whatever. He probably gave her like $10 million, $20 million. They didn't give a number, but you could tell. But she said that was the only way he could love me by through his money because he knew he couldn't touch her. Yeah, it's deep, bro. Tiger Woods was that nigga.
I guess so.
Yeah. But and then they go through like after that whole incident cooled off or whatever, he was losing.
Then came back a winner again.
And then that's how it ended. So, hope he learned his lesson. And my big thing is just talk. No, ain't no wrong. Let me split this shit up. Just have a conversation.
How much money he had to split?
It was a lot, but he made it back.
You don't want to split that shit again, bro.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about this now. The brands, right? As soon as Kobe was with Adidas, what did they do? Let his ass go, right? Right?
Yeah.
That's how I know he's black, but he's not black, if you tell me, if you understand.
He's all selling endorsements, too.
Bro, he stayed on Nike. That's the number one of the number one brands ever.
But he still lost other endorsements.
I doubt it.
No, he did. I'm not guessing.
But he didn't lose Nike. Why Nike didn't drop him?
Ask Nike. Why they do a lot of fuck shit? But he lost endorsements, though.
We love you, Nike. But
nah, we really do.
But
you just don't love us.
Why didn't they?
Just like street booty.
Why they didn't drop him? But they quick to drop. I know this sounds like a political episode, but I just don't understand that. That brings to my point, like, he's black, Asian, white privilege. he's not black, bro. We don't see him as that black guy.
Yes, like, we do.
He doesn't represent us, like, much. We don't look for him.
Credit for, who else, if your son want to be a golfer, who you think he's going to say he want to be like? Tiger Woods. Name another golfer that your son is saying, I want to play golf like such and such.
Because we're putting that in his head. That's the black guy.
Tiger doesn't want to be called the black guy.
That's the thing. He does not want to be called the black guy. That's his
preference. But our kids looking outside in, dang, he look like me. I want to play golf. I want to be like Tiger Woods.
As soon as he opened his mouth, he's like, oh, he don't represent us, Dad. He don't got no slang in his dad. He don't sound like Lil Baby.
He don't
sound like Da Baby. He don't sound like listen to Chief Keef. I'm sorry to touch down these last NLE Chopper, whatever his name is. I'm off Tiger Woods. God bless him. Let me get some of that money.
Another one out there.
All right, J. Cole. I'm happy to know, right? J. Cole coming out with his Dreamer 2. How do you feel about it? You probably didn't see
it,
right?
Ready for it. Yep, I did.
I don't like it. I love the fact that he's coming out with a shoe. I love the fact that Puma stepping that game up. I love the fact that a rapper is doing the damn thing. I love the fact that they're giving credit to one of the best rappers ever. I don't like the silhouette, though. I don't like the shoe. I'm going to have to see more silhouette. I mean, colorways. We're texting. Quick pause.
Yeah, babysitter.
Yeah, so yeah, the J. Cole shoe. Do I like it? No. Oh, but you know he really tricked us. You know how he came up with the we sit on the house.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he did not. That would have been a great like promotion for the shoe and the album. That would have been great.
Oh, definitely would have been dope.
That would have been like. So Travis Scott would have did that. Travis Scott would have definitely if he had the shoe. But the crazy thing about it was the same. He was sitting at the same exact spot, and just like a newer, evolved J. Cole. And I was like, "Yo, he coming out with an album!" I got so excited. And then I said,
"Me and you both."
He said, "Puma." I was like, "Oh, okay, it was cool." It was cool. How do you feel about? Rappers getting these deals, right? And then rappers that don't really represent the sneaker community, like, did that make you feel no? Uh-huh. I know it's all about the money. Of course, they're gonna accept it because they're paying their bills. But why? Because I thought the whole point was to sell the shoe, like. And no shade, I'm happy for Cardi B to have this Reebok deal, but she doesn't make me want to say, I want that shoe. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going there with you.
Why not?
We already know we don't see eye to eye on this, but I understand.
No, say what you got to say, bro.
Mm-mm. Nope. I ain't got the energy.
Does Cardi B say, I want this shoe?
Make me say it?
No. Yeah. Or no. Scratch that. I'm going to go get that shoe for my daughter. No. Because she doesn't represent shoes. I understand. I'll say a Reebok. You see what I'm saying? It just doesn't make sense. It's not a...
Yeah, no. Yeah, to answer your question, no.
So, what he's just saying, so Kylie Jenner, right? Kylie Jenner is more fashionable as far as, like, streetwear type, and she can put a nice dress on, heels on. But she's streetwear as well. So, I get that, but I don't think she fucking helped him with the shoe style. But anyway, Cardi B, she's dressed really nice with heels and all that stuff. Nothing says sneakers to me at all. And she's winning at the end of the day because she's getting the check. Yeah. But is Reebok winning?
I only have to see what their numbers are. See what the sales are in Cardi B.
Bro, I've never seen the shoe in stores at all. And if it is, I don't know what it looked like.
Oh, I don't think if I seen it in store. I seen like a little promo about the shoe.
That's not it, bro. J. Cole, I understand because he does wear kicks. His first shoe was dope. I like the shoe. So, I don't know, bro. And the segue for that is Master P and Baron Davis supposedly buying Reebok.
That'll be dope.
What angle are they going on with this?
I think they're gonna be more so of giving more minorities a chance to get a big contract with a famous brand, like not just the top tier famous people. Because you know, Master P is all about the youth, the kids, the community, and giving back. I think they're gonna give more people an opportunity, a chance to make that bag, get that check, have that. that other line of income coming in. It might not be that top one player. It might be that third player that he might give a shot to. Like, let's get him a deal. You never know. He might be fine.
What I don't want them to do is kill us with questions. Don't kill us with questions.
Hey, I seen the kamikazes on sale the other day. I think I'm going to go and get them.
Don't kill us with kamikazes. Don't kill us with kamikazes. Do not repeat.
They already released them again. And like do I said, I seen those. I was in DTLR.
They got y'all. Reebok has really a lot of good shoes out there that y'all can touch up on. Y'all already bought the Shaq Gnosis. Don't touch up on it. Touch up on the shoes. That's dope. Have one of these rappers like promote it.
I wouldn't mind the Shaq Gnosis coming back out. Black.
They already did. That's attack. The thing. Yeah, they did.
I know, but
a Shaq Attack. Yeah, give us a Shaq Attack. That's a dope shoe. Give us the pumps or whatever. All the other shoes. Give us that. But it's just don't give us the stuff that y'all already killed the market with. Give us something new, and then you also got to put on the right individual. That's the key. Do not put it on Cardi B.
Oh, one of the old sneakers?
Yes, do not. Nah. Although that might work, you know, if she like had a like a jerk,
80s, like, she do like an 80s video shoot, like with her big bamboo earrings. Like
now that might work. I give her that.
With like a
Swiss jogging suit, upscale type of lady. You know what I'm saying?
No, I can see her with the Swiss jogging suit, because you got to think of her background. I think she's Queens, right?
Yeah.
Back in Queens in the 80s, if they do like a shoot like that,
yeah,
like back in the B-boy thing, I think that'll be dope.
Have a Jim Jones, Joel Santana, somebody in that. What are they sponsored? I know they just did the Nike thing, but
they could get, I ain't gonna lie.
Get with Kith.
I would do it.
Get with Kith, get with somebody. Get with Kith.
I think Fabulous would be good, like, because Fabulous is fashionable.
Yeah. Somebody that's dope that the kids would be like, all right, bet. Maybe if you catch Travis Scott off the Nike deal or whatever, boom. You know what I'm saying? Have one on PJ Tucker. Well, he just got Nike, so that's not happening. But just have somebody that's relevant, can get the kids to like Reeboks again. I like Reeboks. Reeboks is dope. They're not like trash, but I would love another. Give us the real question, not that question they just brought out. That bullshit. The stitching, it was different. It was different. Yeah, you just had to, yeah. It was different. I didn't like it. It just brought out the Kobe or whatever. So I mean, Reebok
had the Grinch here.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Reebok has full of potential, and hopefully that definitely I lied. The Dreamer 2, I like it. It's a good little basketball shoe. So I lied, guys. It's okay if you lie, guys. It's okay. It looks like something different. It's actually some of the Reebok family will come out with. But remember, Kanye West said, what line he say he'll do? He said, everything's trash. And he said, if I did, I would do a line with, I think it was Puma or Reebok. It was one of them.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's cool. Them shoes sold out. Man, that's what's up. See, as you can see, this shoe sold out, but I'll guarantee you, if it didn't have J. Cole's name attached to it,
it wouldn't have sold out, of course.
Exactly. So that's all you got to do.
And it would have been on sale.
Put somebody's name attached to it, and they'll sell out. I just love the logo. See how simple his logo is? It's a cloud, and it says Dreamer, and the font. See? Too easy. So, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up, guys. I know it was kind of all over the place, kind of. I know we talked about Tiger Woods like that was our dad.
That was you.
Who you got for the Super Bowl, bro? Real quick.
I'm going with Team Brady.
Bruh.
Brady, Gronk, AB, all my fellow Patriots that are now Bucks.
Gronk is only going to catch two balls. No, he's going to be one for two.
If, as long as it go for a 70 or a touchdown, it don't matter.
Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, my boy T. Hill, Andy Reid, Sammy Watkins. Let's go. The Honey Badger. This is going to be, I wouldn't mind if Antonio Brown won a ring, though. I wouldn't mind that. But, and Mike, I like Mike Evans. But I'm going to just tell you this. I think this is going to be like those
Pat. He brought the Super Bowl to the city.
He going
to. They playing here?
No, that defense brought them to the city.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Dang, whatever.
I think it's going to be one of them pass the torch things. Like Brady's like the head honcho or whatever. And then it's him now. You know what I'm saying? Just like with Magic and Jordan. When they played in the finals, I was like, Jordan's the guy now. So I think that's it's going to be one of those games.
I think Brady's going to get his pity ring, and this is it, and he should leave. Him and Brady should go out together.
Pity ring?
That was, gave Peyton, he got, Manning. Peyton Manning got a pity ring.
That was number six. He got the pity ring on number six.
No, he didn't.
He played horrible in that Super Bowl, and he still got a ring.
No.
That was the pity ring right there, number six.
No, the pity ring is the last one.
He's not leaving. He's not going nowhere.
If he win, he should leave.
Bruh, he's still going to come out. And then guess what? His ass is going to be
I think down. Breeze should, they should leave.
Breeze is, I want Breeze to go. It's over with, bro. I knew it was over with when he threw like four interceptions. Brady, he's starting to get that too, throwing up random balls and stuff.
You know, I ain't a Bucks fan. You should have seen me cussing at that TV. What the fuck, Thomas?
Because that's not going to work. Yeah, they kept trying number 20. That's not that number 20 ain't on the Chiefs, so they're going to have to, what's his name? But also, I heard that Chiefs lost a left tackle. So, I think
it's if they hit Mahomes any amount of times, the Bucks are going to win. If they can get to Mahomes,
they only get him twice.
If they can get to him as much as they got to
Aaron.
Yep, Rodgers.
They hit Aaron like three times, I think. It's like three sacks. They're going to get him eventually. It's going to be a good game, though. It's going to be a good game. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. Shut that fake shit up.
It's fake, but I want Andy Reid to get another ring. He definitely deserves it. Andy Reid is a good coach. He gave Vic a chance. I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
I'm sticking with it. And on that, give me some shout outs and listen, we can get the hell up out of here. What is it?
Shout out my kids.
Shout out. Jordan Hope Jace.
Yep. Shout out. Badass.
We need daycare.
Shout out the family. Shout out the youth. Shout out the new president and vice president. Shout out to Master P and Baron Davis. I hope y'all get Reebok. I like that.
Shout out to COVID. Shout out to Roadcaster. Shout out to Nike. Shout out to Puma. Shout out to anybody that want to endorse us. Shout out to Crispy Kick. Shout out to KOATATL. Shout out Manolo. Shout out.
Shout out my nigga Ross too.
Shout out my boy Ross Jason to be exact. Shout out to Sose. Hey, I really thought Sose. I really thought you didn't talk, but you talk, man. And I seen him without the hat, bro. It's amazing.
Finally saw him without the hat.
Yo, you got a milk dud for real. No, but it's all of Sose. You're a cool ass guy. Hey, this dude is really creative. Like he's going to be. Well, I don't want to put that in the air. I was gonna say something, but he's going to be up there. Like we talking about from threads to fucking fabric. He knows every fabric in the world.
Let me get him on the show.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Shout out to we got a new buddy named Loner Style. He cool cat, young cat. Just shout out to everybody. My boy Retro Rico. Everybody. If I did not shout your name out, I'm sorry. DJ Jimmy B, definitely a cool guy. He be on Clubhouse heavy. I'm sorry I can't make it on Clubhouse just because of I be real busy. I'm a recruiter now, so I cannot do what I can do, and I cannot listen to Clubhouse. Oh, I'd be on the phone and stuff. So, My bad to that, bro. Everybody, shout out to Duffy. Hopefully we can be consistent with this thing. I know he on a whole different schedule, but we're gonna definitely make it work. Oh, and surprise, March 20th, merch will be releasing.
Merch release.
We're gonna pull out some samples or teasers throughout the whole, I guess, months to come or whatever, and then hopefully y'all fuck with us, y'all buy it or whatever. Support the game.
Support.
Yep. And then we got more to come. More to come. And God bless and good night.
Half a milli. A bit too much and the bridge too far. Ain't nothing we can't do. We go hard. Yeah. Smoke, bitch. Finna text daddy, bring a close friend. Yeah, young nigga had a close call. Pulled it out one time and was no talk. Yeah, hit it and she ain't get no call. Ain't too many niggas praying that I don't fall. That's the main reason why I'm gone, ball. I'ma get it either way it go. Underground or radio. Pulling off in Chevys and Durangos. I make a freak bitch wake up and change clothes. I need space, ho. Let me get a breather. Pimping in my blood since Nas did either. Crack a bitch over a cold slice of pizza. I'm young HB, it's nice to meet ya. And you ain't never seen a nigga like this. The second you catch a nut, I catch a second wind, yeah. That's just how a young nigga live, yeah. 5:30 a.m., we still lit, yeah. Flame to the backwood, keep it lit, yeah. In the bed playing.